Welcome to the Sunbeam Chats podcast, a conversation about business, entrepreneurship, women, wellness, and more. I'm your host, Arlene Hall. Let's get started. This is another episode of Sunbeam Chats. Today's guest is Jin Ford Codrington of J. Angelique. Today, we are talking about fashion. Jin Ford is a Caribbean fashion designer. She is the founder and CEO of J. Angelique, a fashion brand which is an expression of true Caribbean beauty. Jin Ford, a native of Barbados, living in Trinidad, has created her signature style and brand, J. Angelique, a premium lifestyle brand known for its authentic and iconic Caribbean styles for your fete, vacation, resort, and party wardrobe. The J. Angelique woman celebrates individuality and dresses fearlessly. Her looks are timeless and exude elegance. Each piece exudes vibrancy and a spirit of youthfulness, ideal for the chic and stylish woman. Welcome, Jin.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you here. Let's get straight into it, okay?
Thank you, no problem.
All right, great. So Jin, you are from beautiful Barbados. And every time I say Barbados, I have to put the word beautiful there.
Because I've
been there many times and I absolutely love your island. Tell us a bit about yourself and what prompted you to move to Trinidad and, you know, then get into designing and so on.
Okay, sure. So I grew up with a Barbadian father and a Trinidadian mother.
Really?
Yes. So I grew up in Barbados, spent most of, all of my secondary school life, and came to Trinidad as for university. So, my life in Barbados was pretty typical. Everybody, you know, you go to the beach, you relax, very fashion forward society. So I think that's where the love for fashion would have started and come from. In our secondary school, Combermere School, every year there were pageants and cruises and stuff like that. And like everybody paid extra attention to dress and fashion.
Yes.
So that's background, you know, basically that I would have come from. Mm-hmm. And then when I came to Trinidad for university, I was just, you know, very fashion forward, very much into, you know, clothes and stuff like that. And then a friend of mine was actually having a fashion show and was like, you know, maybe you should take part. From both sides, my both grandmothers were seamstresses, on the side, and expert in that field. And I think it just kind of trickled down to me. So at the time when my grandmother was alive, she helped me construct, you know, one of my first dresses. And I think the rest is history. It started from there and it just progressed.
Yeah. How interesting. I mean, you went to university to study, and I guess, you know, along the usual academic path, and then you sort of get into this. And this is what you do full time now, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I did go to university. I studied sociology, had a minor in international relations, did a master's in development statistics. So then it all then bundled up and turned into fashion. So, you know how that goes, but I am a full-time fashion designer. I dedicate all of my time and life to it. So right now I'm living the progression of the efforts from back then.
Excellent. I love it because, I mean, you know, just to see, you know, in terms of career development and people sort of later on in life discovering where they are. This is such a beautiful story. Yes.
Yeah.
So Barbados, what do you miss about Barbados?
Getting everywhere in 15 minutes.
No traffic.
I was about to say they do have traffic, but still, like, that would make you like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
But like, that is one thing I miss. Of course, you know, the beaches, the ambiance of being at home. You always miss that. Yeah,
of course. Barbados is so charming. I mean that's what, when people ask me some of the Caribbean islands that I've been to, that I like, I always see Barbados. I've been to, one of my favorite places is oh my gosh, what is it? The mall, the duty free mall.
King Shepherd?
Yes, and the bookstore there. So when I went there for jazz. Yes, mm-hmm. That was the place I lived in. You know, there was a lovely coffee shop there. I absolutely love it. Yes.
Yes.
All right. So so you are really arguably you know, one of the Caribbean's best designers. And I'm not just saying, you know, female designers, although you tend to focus mostly on female. Yes. But your aesthetic and your brand is quite famous. It's mm-hmm. worn by a lot of people, influencers, and you know, just the average woman in mm-hmm. Trinidad and across the world. Mm-hmm. When you started designing, right, did you kind of know what style that you would kind of fall into or end up doing?
Well, maybe not the exact style, but I did have an authentic way of presenting myself and where my clothing would be worn and what girls would be doing in my clothing. I always had that very clear in my mind. I did some studies in England, and then that kind of, you know, honed my skills and gave me kind of a direction.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, the more you learn, the knowledge is power. That definitely gave me some direction into my aesthetic and, you know, a new way of thinking about clothing and how we wear clothing. And yeah, it was just a progression. But, you know, my first collection is definitely different from my, you know, the collection I just did.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, it's a progression based on, you know, as I improve my craft, you learn more and then you just keep applying it.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, with trends and style, all those things are the various mm-hmm. influences into mm-hmm. you know, what you make. I mean, I've seen your clothes and, you know, it's beautiful, really. It's, you know, people
thank
say
you.
Sexy and chic and also wearable, because my issue sometimes yeah. with local and Caribbean designers is that they design clothes that looks mm-hmm. good on the runway, but
yeah.
you can't, you know, purchase
actually
it to wear.
Wear.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
And yours is not like that at all.
Yeah. I mean, we cater to real women. And mm-hmm. I mean, I always say, when somebody asks a question, I don't think that will fit my boobs or my butt, or, you know, I always say, come in and try it. You're like, you never know it until you try it. And our team of people we work with are very, very skilled in pattern making and garment construction. So we know what can fit, what will be the best fit. Even it looks like your boob would drop out, it would not drop just because we have that. You know, yeah. perfect pattern.
Right.
So it's a lot of skill, you know, behind the scenes.
Yeah. I love that you're saying a lot of skill and because you've perfected your craft and what you do, because mm-hmm. it is a business and it's, you know, you have perfected and elevated your skills along the way to be able to create your masterpieces, really.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So in terms of when you're creating, I'll use the word a line or, you know, releasing them a different season, how do you get your inspiration?
It really depends. I mean, I do a lot of things for the Caribbean woman, or what we do in the Caribbean, which is what we do all around the world. And it has been widely accepted internationally. So I realize I'm doing something right. So it's just based on, you know, what the purpose. So, for example, we go to Carnival Fete. You need something to wear to the carnival fets. You're going to a wedding, you need something to wear to a wedding.
Yes.
You're going to work, you need something to go to work. So, you know, it's really purposeful. And I keep using the word authentic because I wear all of my clothing. I don't have a problem wearing any piece. So it's relatable to at least one person. And then I realized it's related to thousands of people because they share the same style. They love the same silhouettes. So, you know, it's really based on your lifestyle.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jen Ford, you're one of the younger designers, because in the Caribbean, you know, they're the older ones, and I wouldn't call names, who have been around for quite a while. So it's good to see that we have younger up and coming designers who are really establishing their field and could relate to this next generation, you know, and that we could actually wear your clothes as well. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the business, because fashion, yes, is extremely and glamorous, and that's what people see. However, as you've said, this is, you went to study, you did your university study, but this is your business, your brand, and what you do is your business. Give us a little bit of insight, and I like to call it behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, what is that like in terms of the realities of the business? I think that up and coming designers may want to be aware of.
Right. I really, like, every day I'm just like, we should be a reality show, because some of the ups and downs and things that just happen.
Well, do it.
Randomly. It's just like so made for TV. But I mean, what we do is just really try to structure it as a new age business.
Yes.
You know, I like to have everybody kind of work independently based on what, you know, on our objectives without micromanaging. I like to have a very peaceful atmosphere where, you know, these seamstresses can explore and improve their craft, where my assistants could be creative, where all the team members could hone their skills. So, but from there, it's like constant projects. So we're dealing with project A. We're dealing with a big wholesale order. We're dealing with individual clients. We have to keep the store running. We have to have the stock. We have to finance certain things. So it's like a constant like barrage of things happening at the same time. But we try to keep, you know, the work environment, a very peaceful work environment, very new age. And that is basically it. But it's very dynamic, I must say. And I always tell my assistant, everything is important, because 1 minute she'll be doing something and 2 seconds later she has to deliver some DHL packages, then after that she has a client is coming in, and then going, and everything has to be done now. So that's basically how a day goes.
Yes. Yeah. A well-oiled machine, as they call it. I mean, pun intended. So talking about sewing.
Yeah.
I mean, again, it's so commendable, you know, and I love to hear the professionalism that goes into it, because, you know, and I think just people looking at different, you know, businesses or skill sets that they have or jobs, we saw that, you know, it recently with the pandemic and on, you know, so on, people were just losing their jobs. And it's good to see that it's not just the academic space, but you can make a living from a passion that you might have had or a skill that you developed along the way, and you've built it into this wonderful brand.
And during the pandemic, as I would say, I sometimes feel guilty saying that I flourished during the pandemic, because you know, that's when we built our website. That's when we took time to know our clients, find out what was happening to them, find out some their taste, you know, and a lot of it was getting rest as well, because just like now, again, right now we have a band in Barbados we're prepping for. We have wholesale orders to deliver. We have individual orders to deliver. So it's just like at that point too, so many things were happening at the same time. And we were able to take a break to still take a break and yet still, you know, expand our business.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the thing is, yes, you say guilty, but a lot of people, I mean, the pandemic was really, you know, horrible for some people. But yes, a lot of people, it was that space where you could thrive and learn and recalibrate your business and your life, you know. And, you know, they say don't waste a good crisis. It's true. And so really, there are a lot of good things that came out of the pandemic that really can, you know, help a lot of people, like you've said as well. So I want to talk a little bit about the 15% pledge program. I see that you were invited to, or you went to New York for this program. I actually follow them, and when I saw it online, I was like, oh my God, how cool for you, you know? So tell us a little bit about what it is for people who may not know, and you know, what was your experience being among these really fabulous, and I use the word enterprising, women?
Yes. Well, I was invited by my colleagues at Revolve.
Yes.
And basically they wanted to represent, it's Black History Month, so they wanted to represent their designers at the event. And the event is basically people pushing for Black owned businesses to have more shelf space, making it almost mandatory for corporations to have Black owned businesses on their shelves. So, you know, it was very, I mean, I really did feel at home, because like some of the conversations you had, although I mean, a lot of them were American designers and also business owners, a lot of the stories and the conversations were just about thriving and success and everybody helping each other to make their industry work, because it's not just designers. Mm-hmm. There are the artisans and like hair products, beauty products, shoes, you know, stuff like that. People in those fields as well. So it was really nice. I mean, we were laughing and say we had the best table, you know, because we had Lori Harvey, we had Ryan Destiny, and we had some other influencers there as well at the table. So it was really, really nice. It was a really nice evening.
Yeah. Now, I mean, imagine that, right? You started off and here you were, Barbados, Trinidad, a Caribbean girl, and you're sitting with the likes of these women. What is that feeling like for you? And in terms of how do you feel about the progression of your career in terms of being among those other ladies?
And you know, it's so funny, right? Everybody's so fascinated by everybody else. So it's like, as you know, I was amongst some other designers, and you look at their work and it was like, oh my God, this is what you do? And they're looking at your work as like, oh my God, this is what you do? You're from the Caribbean?
Wow.
And you know, everybody's so fascinated by everybody else. So it was like, you know,
a love fest, which is
exactly. So I was very much celebrated there. Yes. And then it really felt, you know, like you have accomplished a lot to be there and exchanging, you know, conversations with these people.
Yeah, I'm so excited for you. And I, you know, I'm like living through you just being there. And when I saw it, I was like, my God, I can well imagine. And I'm smiling right now because I could just imagine, you know, what it does for you in terms of inspiring you to continue to do what you do. And and really, and then Revolve as well, because I follow them. And in terms of, this is a brand, you said that they're colleagues, so you work with them or and their partners as well in some way.
Yes, of course, because I mean, our relationship is not just, you know, one way. It's a collaborative effort, because, you know, I would inform them on our bestsellers and things that they should try. And, you know, they inform me on their clientele and what their girls are looking for. So I would know when I'm coming with my next collection, like what it should look like, or how, you know, I could have them in mind.
Yes.
So is definitely the bond has flourished. But it has always been like that, to be honest, from the beginning, very collaborative.
Yes.
Because our clothing is definitely different and iconic from what they have. So, you know, they still had to be cautious to see, okay, let me make sure that my clients will like these types of things, because, you know, the styles are out there, very Caribbean, yes. Very, you know. So, you know, they had to kind of dip their toes. And to be honest, when they dipped their toes the first time, like within 24 hours, the entire thing was sold out.
Wow.
So it was just like, We thought the website was glitching, because I just started, people were tagging me, and I, you know, I didn't know what was going on.
Yes.
So when I logged on, I realized the stuff was up and stuff like that. And then we thought it was glitching. So we were refreshing and seeing just everything sold out. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, we have a family member who was in retail at Macy's. Yes. And then we were just like, is it possible for something to sell out at that quantity, like so quickly?
Yes.
And his response was like, if it's really sold out, that's crazy. And wow. It was actually sold out. So, you know, we're fortunate. And a lot of things are, I think the collection, we just dropped another collection with them. And that as well sold out.
Wow.
All right. A lot of some of the pieces, yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Yay, Caribbean. Yay, Jane Ford. It's so exciting. I'm telling you, my paws are raising. You know, I kid you not. Because this is so great to hear. And it's so inspiring. And you know, really, really, really good stuff.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. So as we come to a close, I mean, it's lovely chatting with you. But, you know, tell us about where we can find you. Because you mentioned your website. And in terms of what some of the services you offer, in terms of how people can get some of your fabulous clothing.
Yeah, so you could find everything on shopjeanjali.com. Of course, if you're in the US and well, you could also order from shopjeanjali, but you could also order from revolve.com. And then our Instagram is very active. It's at designerjeanjali. And yeah, you could find me. You can find me there.
Yeah, because I mean, and then you can place an order as well, because if you want a consultation, I thought that was so cool. So that if you know a consultation, you could go on your website and book a spot and a time and so on. So very, you know, tech forward and focused. And I like that. Very professional.
Thank you. And I also forgot to mention in Australia, we are on one of their very popular websites called Glam Corner.
Really?
As well. We are on Verishop. And we stock a boutique in Greece that has several stores about Greece as well. So we can find us a lot of places.
Wow. Jin, I'm just so, like, not just amazed, but I'm like, oh, this is like so cool.
Thank you.
You know? And I mean, no words. Really,
oh,
really.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. So any final words now on your end before we wrap up?
Of course, I mean, I would just say this is a progression of effort and dedication. I would always say, I mean, sometimes I look around and colleagues that I started with aren't, you know, still in the craft. Everybody makes their own life decisions. But we definitely stayed focused on, you know, achieving our goals. We had a vision. It's okay if you don't have, in the beginning, you don't have exactly what the vision is. But if you have a vision, we had a vision of authentic Caribbean clothing. We had a vision of being true to oneself, the Caribbean lifestyle. I mean, my husband even had to leave his job to work with me,
wow.
You know, so that's how much like we believed in the cause. So it just takes dedication. Not everything will be easy. And, you know, sometimes even when people ask me, what are the challenges you have? Like, sometimes I don't even see them as challenges. Sometimes I just see them, okay, that's just another day.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Excellent.
So you just kind of have to stay focused. I always say that. Stay focused, stay determined. And my husband always tells me, eventually it'll make sense.
Good husband. And that's important. And very often we talk about that as women, really, in order for us to have the success, just like our men, we need to, they need to be the wind beneath our wings and really support us. And if, you know, because we need, you know, independent women, yes, but we do need that support as well in our lives.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So congratulations again on everything, all your success.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And I wish you more success, and I'm sure it will be, because you're doing all the right things, and you know, God is ultimately good. And I think is blessing you with all that you're doing in life.
Indeed. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to share my story on Sunbeam.
Well, thank you so much. And we will keep in touch. Yes?
Great.
Okay.
This has been Sunbeam Chats with Arlene Hallman. Be sure to download the podcast for more great inspiring stories. And don't forget, follow Sunbeam Chats on Facebook and Instagram. Thank you for listening. Until next time. And remember, keep